It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Like many other major cities across the country this weekend, Pittsburgh's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community was joyously celebrating Pride Fest events. But that joy was muted considerably by what was happening in Orlando, Florida, the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history that left 49 people dead and 53 injured. So what was the mood like at Pittsburgh's Pride Festival? 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia was there and joins us now in studio. Good day, Deanna.
Hello, Paul.
Bittersweet is one word that's been used to describe the mood at Pride Fest in Pittsburgh yesterday. You were there. How would you describe it?
I think that is a pretty good word, although you also mentioned the word joyous in your introduction, and that it was also very joyous. People had started gathering more than an hour before the parade stepped off at noon. In that quiet before the parade, you could see people in groups, you know, along the route talking with one another, many laughing, having a good time already. Some were really somberly chatting with friends. At least one woman was wiping away tears as she was reading about the shooting on her phone. Overall, though, the mood was really festive, especially when the parade started. Most people I talked to said they didn't think twice about heading down to Pride Fest. They weren't concerned about safety or anything. A couple of people said something to the effect of they refused to hide. They refused to go back into the closet. That's what people like the shooter want them to do. Another woman said it's important to hold these Pride events. Otherwise, people would go back into that closet. And right before the parade started, organizers did ride up and down the route, announcing a moment of silence. That was the most somber moment of the parade.
Did people there do what I think a lot of us did, what I know I did myself, which was when I awoke on Sunday and went through my usual routine of tuning in the Sunday morning talk shows, there was all the coverage. So I found myself watching that for as long as I could. And then as I was making my way around town yesterday, listening to our coverage here on 90.5 from NPR, more and more information was coming out in incremental bits and pieces. Were people staying glued to their radios or their social media, whatever they were using to follow this, were people discussing the details as they emerged during the course of the day downtown?
Yeah, you know, when I was at the parade, which was right as it was stepping, you know, before and then right as it was stepping off into the parade, no, actually, people were really focused on the event at hand. There were a lot of smiles, you know. There were some tears of happiness as people were just, I think, very emotional in general because of what happened. A couple of the people I talked to actually they said they turned off the news. They saw what happened. They didn't want to know anymore till later. So some people were just, you know, willingly staying away. Others were keeping up to date and just, you know, trying to convey that to other people. And it was a mix.
And what were people saying specifically about what happened in Orlando?
You know, there's just a lot of confusion. And people were just a lot of sadness. I mean, I think a lot of the people, because it had just happened this morning, there was a lot of digesting. People were still trying to figure out what is happening. And, you know, as we know now, questions are still unanswered. This is going to be a developing story. So we don't know exactly, you know, the motive and that kind of thing. So people were, you know, were they targeted because they were gay? It was a gay club. And just a lot of confusion, a lot of sadness.
And I understand that there were protesters present at Pittsburgh Pride.
There were there. I believe these people are there every year at Pittsburgh Pride. They're sort of what you would think of as street preachers, I guess. They had signs, one saying perverts are an abomination to God. That's a direct quote of the sign. They had a sound system with speakers and everything set up and a megaphone. So they were easily heard, and so they were reading from the Bible. They were shouting, you know, about how these people were damned to hell, that kind of thing. Generally, they were ignored. Right before the parade started, as I was walking by them, one man was in a very heated argument with them. He had been passing. They, you know, yelled "shame on you" or something like that, and he just got in their faces. Turns out this man, Joe, he's from Pittsburgh, but he was raised by a lesbian couple. And he was at Pride with his wife and two children, just there as an ally to support the community. And that just got to be too much for him. It didn't get violent. It was a shouting match unlike any I'd ever seen. He was visibly just upset and angry. At one point, he did reach for the protester's Bible, and at that point, the police dragged him away, essentially. It was still peaceful. Like, it wasn't a violent, he didn't get violent or anything, but it was just, it just showed also just how high emotions were at Pride.
Right, and I wonder if, apparently it did not occur to any of the street preachers, as you described them, to consider that perhaps this wasn't the best day, considering what was happening in the news, to be engaging in this kind of verbal onslaught.
No, I mean, the people, there were a couple of people who shouted at them in that sort of thing, you know, calling them ignorant, calling them insensitive, heartless, you know, all those words were being thrown around. You know, one of the sound clips I have, which unfortunately I don't have here to play for you, but was the preacher yelling that he loves all of the homosexuals enough to let them know they're going to hell. You know, so it's, you know, it's that they're just coming from a different place completely. So
it's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm talking with 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia, who was at Pittsburgh Pride Fest yesterday, reporting on how folks there were reacting to the tragic events in Orlando. Deanna, what is the Pittsburgh LGBT community doing to honor the victims in Orlando?
Yeah, I'm sure there are several things planned. You know, obviously, with it being so new, things are going to be popping up. But one of the things that's happening tonight, there's a candlelight vigil at the city-county building that begins at 8. That's just one of, I'm sure, several things that are going to pop up in the coming days.
And U.S. Senator Bob Casey was in Pittsburgh today meeting with LGBT leaders earlier today, this morning, and he announced that he is introducing a bill in response to the shooting. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, Senator Casey, a U.S. senator, was here. He spoke downtown. He is introducing a bill which would ban the sale of firearms to those who are convicted of misdemeanor hate crimes. So currently the law prohibits those convicted of felonies from buying or possessing a gun. So this would, you know, expand that to people who are convicted of hate crimes, and misdemeanor hate crimes are being defined at the state, federal, or tribal level. It's motivated by, in part, by hate or bias related to race, color, origin, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. So it would put that in place. Casey also is calling for ban on military-style weapons. He's calling for a limit on clips and magazine sizes, as well as a ban on those on terrorist watch lists from purchasing firearms. He's also calling for universal background checks. So he had a list of things that he was introducing today.
Very swift reaction. Was this something that was strictly a reaction to what happened yesterday on Senator Casey's part, or had he been, it sounds like he might have been, this is so thorough that he might have been considering this before all this happened.
Right, I'm not sure. You know, we had a report, WESA reporter Noah Broad was there, so he will bring us details later today. I know that Casey's office, you know, has numbers on hate groups, so-called hate groups, that are identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So they, you know, they're working off of statistics that have been changing prior to this happening. And, you know, Casey's office says that according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, there are currently 892 hate groups operating in the U.S. And that, the office says, is up 14% since 2014.
90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia joining us in studio. Deanna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Linda Lane, who is leaving at the end of this month. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.